It's February, and February is Bike Month, and there's a whole series of events here on the island to mark that, where people can get involved, and Tanya Batt is one of the people behind that. She's with us this morning. Morning, Tanya. How are you?
Morning, Chris. I'm very well.
So, Bike Month, what is it? Is it a celebration of biking? Is it a promotion of biking? Is it, which one?
I think about it as a celebration of cycling. It did start several years ago as Bike Week, and it's morphed into Bike Month. I live in hope that one day we'll just have bike years. So it's all sorts of things, from cycle events through to cycle advocacy, people coming along, learning cycle maintenance, both off road cycling, racing, just fun pedaling around, puddling, cycling, events for children, event for adults, cycling to work, you name it. If it's on two wheels and it's pedal powered, it's part of Bike Month.
Well, but increasingly though, isn't it? I mean, you know, it isn't people powered.
Ah, yes, the electric bike issue.
I think even yourself has become a somewhat fraudulent cyclist, winding up the power on the battery to get yourself over the hills.
Yes, there's this kind of discrimination that's arisen in cycling. I kind of disagree with it, because I have both an electric bike and a pedal-powered push. I call them the pant and push cycle. And, the cycle has constantly evolved over its nearly 200 years. We're coming up to the 200th anniversary of bicycles. 2017, I think, will be 200 years since the first bike. So I just see the electric bicycle as a way of actually getting, one, a lot of people who, certainly on Waiheke, had issues with the hills, getting up and down them. So I've seen a huge increase in the number of people cycling as a result of the electric bicycle. And for people like myself who live out the East End, it's a commuting option still to cycle. I could have turned into a superhero and kind of just done some hard yards and cycled in and out. But certainly having an electric bike as a choice, a solar-powered electric bike nonetheless. And a lot of people think you can just kind of sit on them and not do anything. You do actually have to pedal, and actually it's wise to pedal, because the longevity of your battery is helped by the fact if you put some effort in.
You do see a few people have them completely wound up, and there's very minimal effort. I mean, zoom, as I'm biking up the hill from the ferry under my own steam, all these people zoom past and kind of think, oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, I was, when I was up in Europe last year, I went back to just my good old-fashioned pedal bike, and I'd have to say it was a little bit of adjustment for the first week. I kept sort of, ringing the handlebar, thinking I might be able to go a little bit faster, but it was all in the thighs.
Yeah. So, you've got a number of events and a number of different focuses here, and I mean, I suppose it's kind of putting a whole lot of stuff, it's not just people getting together and going for a bit of a bike ride, is it? There's a bit more going on than that. What are some of the highlights of this kind of biking festival you've got going on?
Well, tomorrow, our Cycle Fest is probably a great umbrella for the sorts of things that are involved with Cycle Month. We've had great support from Auckland Transport this year, which I'm really heartened to see, because I feel like Auckland Transport has come of age, that there is actually the resources and the focus there to really focus on cycling. And I think all over New Zealand, we are slowly seeing an increase in cycle paths and cycle facilities for cyclists. So they're coming along, and they're going to set up an obstacle course. The mountain bikers of Waiheke will be there, and they'll be doing time trials around the Blackpool Reserve. We're going to have some bike maintenance there, courtesy of Andrew Ferguson and eCycles. We're going to be doing some wacky bike races. We're going to have the e-cycle people there. Auckland Transport are just bringing more bikes in case you don't have a bike. So in that situation, I feel like it's for all ages, for children on their trikes, on their scooters, adults, road cyclists, mountain bikers. We'd like everybody to come along. So that for me is certainly one of the highlights. I do really enjoy Bike to Work and cheering all the people down in Matiatia on Wednesday the 11th. That's a national event all over New Zealand. People will be rewarded for cycling places. And Love at First Bike, my little Mexican-themed romance on two wheels, I'm really looking forward to as well. I think here on Waiheke, we have a cycle group called Cycle Action Waiheke, and it used to be headed very strongly by Tom Ransom, who's now gone on to do cycle things back in the UK. And one of my focus is, as one of the members of Cycle Action Waiheke, is to basically build a bit of a critical mass again around cycling, and find groups of people who are enjoying cycling, are using cycling, and use that as a basis for doing cycle advocacy on the island.
Well, there is a need for advocacy, isn't there? I mean, there's been, I think, increasingly over the last month or so, a number of people, you know, writing letters to the editor and talking about the shared cycleways. And, I mean, you know, there are problems with those for sure. But, you know, perhaps where some of the anger at cyclists was coming from road users, from you know, car drivers, now it's coming from pedestrians.
Yeah, I was having a conversation last night with somebody about these shared facilities. I think part of the problem in New Zealand is there's just not the money prioritised for doing things properly when it comes to shared areas for cyclists and pedestrians, which ends up creating this additional tension. I mean, people who drive cars, and, you know, I'm certainly one of those people, do have a sense of an entitlement. And so people on bicycles have always been kind of seen as a public nuisance, really, in some way. And I think here on Waiheke, what we've seen, I'm really glad for the cycle paths that we've got, but I think, you know, had we kind of invested a little bit more clearly and wisely from the outset, we might not be having these tensions we've got now. Mm.
So from an event like Bike Month, do you hope that, you know, that there will be, I mean, as well as, you know, I mean, this is meant to be fun, it's meant to be, you know, a celebration, but do you hope that it does build some kind of awareness and, you know, that it can make some difference?
Yes, that's really, I mean, I love cycling, but I think, you know, a lot of the conversations you have with people around cycling who are non-cyclists are about, you know, nuisance factors or just the danger of cycling in New Zealand. And my feeling is that the more people we can actually get on bikes, the better chance we stand of changing that story around cycling, that, you know, cycling is dangerous in New Zealand, cyclists are a nuisance. You know, the best way to get people on board is not by kind of giving them the lectures and, you know, the 10 points about cycling and how great it is for your health, but it's just to invoke in them a pleasure around cycling. And from that pleasure, I think will come a concern and an increasing advocacy for cycling.
So you've got, as I say, you've got a number of events going on throughout the month. You know, how do people find out what's going on? How do they get involved and so on?
Well, we've done a pretty good campaign of advertising in our local papers. So there's ads there every week over the month, both in the Golf News and the Waiheke Marketplace. Lots of posters up and about. You can follow the program on the Once Upon an Island Trust Facebook site if you're a Facebook user. You've got your fantastic community notice board on the radio. I'm hoping, and of course we've got our networks that we use through the Waiheke community pages through Facebook as well. So hopefully we've reached most people.
Great. And you've got some pamphlets out and about. Where can people pick those up?
I'll leave some down in the library. Yep.
Popular place for a pamphlet.
Yeah, it's a perfect place.
Yeah, excellent. So tomorrow we kick things off at Blackpool School at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, yeah. And I have to say that one of the things I'm very excited about, aside from all the bicycles, is that we've got this fabulous musician coming to join us called Charlie McGee from Australia. Charlie's famed for the permaculture ukulele sound system, which basically he created a whole album to
You didn't
educate.
Warn me there was going to be ukuleles involved.
I know. Yes, that's right. Don't tell me it's an electric bike and ukulele prejudice. You're beginning to sound like a cliche. Yes, so Charlie's going to be down there and he's giving a free concert. And, of course, I really think, you know, permaculture is very in line with cycling in the sense of, you know, using our resources well and, you know, getting out there and connecting with our environment, which you can do best on the back of a bicycle.